This is the next evolution of my sadhana directives. So again, all that existed in the last layers is there, and there's a bit more added to it. So I repeat, 40-day sadhana, be in my heart, feet on the ground, slow roots, steep, savor, infuse, global leadership initiative. What can I say yes to? Cultivate courage. One small thing daily that takes courage. 5 of 7 days every week. Embrace my ego, ego loving. Opening the valves. I dedicate my life to the divine. Spiral. Align my spine. The spiral showed itself in the webinar I mentioned a moment ago, an 8-week journey with a small group of dedicated souls. Once each week, we'd meet via conference line, and I would guide us in to explore these evolutionary concepts so we could become them. This was a prototyping. We were like a lab. We were experimenting with powerful ideas, getting the lay of their land. Based on a quote of Einstein, this kinesthetic model came. We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. Take your two hands and empty them of any objects. Shake them ever so gently to relax them. Place the fingers of your non-dominant, meaning the hand you do not typically write or draw with. Place the fingers of this, your non-dominant hand, directly in front of you to mark a dot in space. Then take the fingers of your dominant, your writing or drawing hand, and begin to move them horizontally towards this dot. If physics didn't convince you that you cannot pass your hands right through, you would pass the fingers of your moving hand right through this dot. But because you likely believe that this you can't, make this simple, I recant. Pass the fingers of your moving hand just above this dot. Then continue with your moving hand, create an arc down, around, and up again, until you would once more intersect this same dot. Repeat this several times until you realize, until you smile, that is, until you recognize this model you hold dear. For what you are doing with your hands, you're illustrating insanity. You're bashing your head, boom, against a wall, boom, boom, over and boom, over again. You are bashing your head against a concrete-like wall. This is precisely what Einstein spoke when he gave us this rich quote. He was endeavoring to direct our mind to notice this. That when we approach anything the way we have, the way we've been, we'll get the same result again as we have always done. This is fine if it truly works, if it's the best, the ultimate, yet what do we know, say honestly, that truly is so? So try this now, this new model. Take your same hands and gently shake them loose. Forget them of the previous model, let it slip away. Begin again with your non-dominant hand. Mark a dot in front of you in space. This model, it begins the same, yet it's not the same. This time, as fingers of your dominant hand approach this dot, steer clear of it. Lift your moving hand above this dot, then continue around. Drop your moving hand, curving down again. Arc it around and up again. And when it nears its former path, lift it slightly higher up. Again, you'll arc your moving hand down and around and up again, and this time you will pass farther out. Continue this a while longer until you perceive just what this is. You are creating an open system. You are allowing new energy in. What you are now creating, it is a spiral, do you see? It is a conch, eternity. It is a vacuum. In physics, you understand, the universe, it will not stand, an empty space, it will not stand, it will fill it with light. This model you create with your own hands, it demonstrates to you, my friend, just what it is I'm asking you to comprehend. This is the model that I lived. I am the voice. I am your kin. I knew this well, and I lived it. Do you understand? No longer do you bash your head, stunned, perplexed, confused. This all 'tis now a thing of the past. In you there is light. Just open up your inner doors. Allow yourself this to explore, and you will discover what I did, that you are the light. So practice this as Ariel does, and you will find that it is true. Release yourself from suffering. Step out of the cage, my friend. The first model you created with your own hands, it represented your former cage. Shake it off now, cast it away. Embrace this new light. Imagine now your current life. It is a spiral, it is light. Open up your thinking, open your heart, and your light will start. And your light will start. Your light will start. Yes, your light will start.